can you get a little kiss on my penis?
From a slave.
I liked it being gay.
Dude, that's totally a plantation song.
What about instead of... I can get a little kiss on my dick.
You know that was like...
Will you cotton pick my slave? What?
No, that's a great line.
I'm just saying. You said it was...
I mean,
what about this?
No, I think racists pick cotton. It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. What about they call me Mr. Coomtastic? Coomin on my bus.
They call me Mr. Boombastic.
No, Coom. Mr. Coom.
Mr. Coomy.
They call me Mr. Coombastic. I'm coming on my ball sack.
Who came here? Was it me?
Who came in my ass? Was it me? Lex Friedman, was it you?
She caught me coming on a counter. It wasn't me.
Hang on. She got me coming on the counter. It wasn't Lex ever.
It wasn't Lex.
It's me, Joe, on Joe Rogan. Oh, I'm having sex with Lex.
You're still stuck on
Lex.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/thehead.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it is funny. So, okay. It's like so the cringiest thing.
So I've been like, as you know, the last 2 weeks have been like fuck for me. Like just a bunch of shit happened.
Yeah.
And then like, I just haven't had time to like do the soundboard or anything, so we have no soundboard for the pod or whatever. But okay, so the Lex Friedman thing, I was like, I need to find something for the soundboard because next week I want it all up and running, fucking fire again. And I've just literally been unironically listening to Lex Friedman music on YouTube to where I had to like check myself and be like, oh, wait, what am I doing?
Thank God. I thought you were gonna say you started to like it and I'm like, oh no, don't start.
I love Lex.
Lex.
Nah, dude. I can't. Lex is okay, what happened with that Huberman guy?
That's what I was about to say. Lex popped up in my little algorithm because of that thing. So
Huberman.
It's funny. Huberman just fucks a lot, I guess. He's like fucking like five girls at a time.
How's that bad?
Well, that's what a lot of people were saying. They're like, if that's not a testament to like his products and like what he's saying, I don't know what it is.
Him rocking.
He's like 55.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/thehead.
Shame him for fucking?
Yeah.
That's gay.
You know what's funny? I saw a Reddit thread and they were like, am I low?
It seems like it. It's insane. Like it's this is the really first time low. You've been low ever.
It seems like I'm low.
Seems something. Like you're like away from
me. Am I like, what is going on?
That is
oh,
weird.
That's why. hang on. All right, here we go. It was on the wrong setting.
Oh.
So can they hear me? Should we start? Should we pause it?
No, it's fine, dude. No, you still sound good.
No, because
you
I don't.
Distant. You can still hear yourself.
All right, so now I'm fucking back in the saddle. All right, anyways.
I'm back in the saddle.
Dude, that's one of my dad's like favorite songs.
Yeah,
I'm having sex in the saddle. I'm gay.
What are the bands he grew up on? They're like
Aerosmith.
60 when they wrote that.
Yeah,
they're fucking they're like 60-year-olds can still do it.
60-year-olds can still rock.
Ride a horse.
Ride a horse. Suck a penis. All right. So wait, let's go back to what I was going to say, which I can't remember what it was now.
It was Huberman.
Oh, Huberman. Yeah, someone posted on Reddit and they're like, I unironically thought Huberman was gay, like not even trying to be funny. He just seems like a gay guy. And I was like thinking about him. He does seem gay.
He's got a thick jaw. He could probably suck a cock.
He can fucking gargle, dude. He's a gargler. Dude, okay.
Turns out he just munches five boxes.
Munching box. So look what I'm wearing today, dude. I'm wearing grippy socks.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/thehead.
I can't wear them upside down. So these are what they give you in the mental hospital. Speaking of, when I was in rehab, they would always play Huberman videos.
Really?
Yeah, and there was just this fucking guy in there, and he would always just be like, he's great on Rogan. Dude, shut the fuck up. Because they're talking about, like, addiction and how, like, he always talks about the fucking reset. He's like, your serotonin receptors, they're recepting, they're reset. And you know what? I actually listened to him for a long time, so...
He's pretty smart. He's got some good points, but, like, he makes you feel terrible for doing anything wrong in your body.
He's a fucking... I don't know. He's a fucking Jonah, dude. But when you... So when you take cold showers, what it does is it spikes your serotonin level, like, 200%, right? So, whatever... Like, anyways, spikes your serotonin level 200%, and then your base serotonin level is all day double what it normally is.
Damn.
So that was actually one thing I did for like 6 months after I got like my first 6 months of being sober was I didn't take hot showers. I'd only take cold showers because when you're like, you know, fucking getting your brain back to base level, I can't talk, dude. What has been happening
I'm
lately?
Sorry.
It's not you. I just I feel like I can't talk right now.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.